Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Instant Match Reaction. An Instant Match Reaction that was about 2 minutes away from being
shit,
the worst thing ever. And instead, we've just seen a Liverpool goalie score in a competitive game for the first time in over, 130 years or whatever. I can't, like Chris, I mean, and I'm sure anyone who watched the reaction will know I couldn't really.
And also, you weren't wearing a t-shirt under that jumper.
Absolutely.
Did you know?
Yeah. We'll deal with that. We'll deal with all that when it hasn't, when it went, after the fact. Yeah.
Just ridiculous, mate.
Mad.
It's not supposed to happen.
No.
Like, two of the greatest corners we'll ever see in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Barca.
Yeah,
just ridiculous intense involved in both of them, and yet he's not involved really in this one. I mean, it just should never happen.
No, it shouldn't. You should. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't get to that situation. I don't want to lose the elation and all that kind of stuff of this, to be honest. But like, you shouldn't need it. But the point is, this is why footy's the best.
Yeah.
It's just the best because we've had the worst season, in years. It's been terrible. It's been catastrophic. I mean, for God's sake, we just found out Kabak's out for the season. You know, we've known that.
Have we?
Kabak's out for the season. Jota's out for the season to join our other list of players who were already out for the season. Everything that can go wrong up to this point had gone wrong. Karmically speaking, it was like the devil getting his dues from us winning the league last season. Such short thrift, pandemic notwithstanding. I said this during the stream. I said this on the match reactions. You know, the story of the season would be to draw that. And Liverpool's goal or aim in the final four games of the season was to change the story of the season, to change it so that it's the defending champions who were decimated by injuries managed to just get themselves into the Champions League and they could reset and recharge over the summer. The story isn't the defending champions fucked that up and ended up in the Europa League or the Conference League or whatever. We're not there yet by any stretch. But if we want to change that story, then we were going to need some mad moments between now and then. We've just gone and broke our hoodoo at Old Trafford. The goalie's just fucking scored a header in the 94th.
One of the nicest headers you're ever going to see as well. I mean, the touch on it is perfect. I mean, Daniel Phillips comes across him and he just doesn't lose focus. He just continues. He's got his eyes on the ball. He just guides it in. There's no way he's ever done that ever in his life because all the training that goalkeepers will do for heading is heading it like when you come out your area or something like that. You're not glancing headers in a congested penalty area in the 94th minute with your team's fucking Champions League hopes on it. No way. The pressure as well. Everything that goes into it. It's ridiculous.
The nature of the season is... He has practiced it only because he's had to do it about five times this season because we've had about five games where we've needed someone up in the last with the last kick of the game. But Jesus Christ, there's no words for it. That is not meant to happen. And Alisson, I got a great comment actually from Rabbi Dami. He said I cried during Alisson's interview. I admit that. And I think look at the emotions and all the things around. That's what makes it perfect. But I love the. Aside from all the emotional stuff, it was a bit like, I kind of like had to go up. I think he said along the lines of like, hopefully they won't need me to do that again. that's one thing, you go into the change, everyone's hugging him that's the thing from now on, is like, I've only got one of them in a lifetime.
Yeah, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah. If like the rest of you could just pull your fucking fingers out.
Yeah, maybe score some goals.
Yeah.
That'd be
every
lovely.
Goalkeeper's dreamt of that when they've been in a team and some other people are not doing. It's been countless games.
Do they though?
Yeah, 100%.
Dream of scoring the winner because that's the first time the Premier League goalkeeper's ever scored a fucking winner.
Yeah, because
normally, if your goalkeeper scoring, it's to get your level.
Yeah.
Because that's the only normal situation in 90% of football matches, yeah, that the goalkeeper's going up.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But the extension of the dream of your dream of coming up and being into path, because you're so, particularly if it's one-way traffic, you're doing nothing. You stood around all game, and it, you know, and you're frustrated, and you there's only so much you can do. All you can do is stop you from not losing. You know what I mean? Or something from losing. That's all you can actually do to impact the game.
And even when they go forward, that's normally the case, but not in this one.
Plenty of games I've had that where I've ended up on the halfway line waiting for like a ball to bounce from a corner just to have a swing at it, just so I can have a go. And never got near. At least all I'm terrible. You know me, I'm terrible in the air, heading anyway. But like the idea is to get up and just, because it's perfect. The thing about it that's worth pointing out is that it means, and we'll do it a bit now, and we'll definitely do more on the final word on tomorrow, but we actually get to talk about the things that were good in that game, you know, and there were plenty of actually pretty good things, but it, you know, it was in danger of being, we've seen that game 100 times, 1,000 times.
Just 2021.
Just in 2021. It's been the story, hasn't it? We did so many of the right things in that. We never gave up. We kept going. You know, we created chances. They did the reasonable things. I would contend that in a game where you've got a crowd, even if it's a full home crowd, you'd have something would work on your side. It's so much easier for teams to defend for their lives when they've not got their own fans going,
well, that's it. When you think of, like, well, I don't know how many shots it was in the end, 24, 25 shots or something like that, the home crowd would be getting nervous. You'd feel that noise behind them, the sharp intake of breath that collectively 10,000 people has, makes a massive difference. Mm-hmm. They've had none of that, so it's just, they're just emboldened every single time. They're going to do it. The fans that aren't thinking anything else. But just falling. Alisson Becker goes forward and scores ahead in the 94th minute.
It's... You know, we said this.
I'd love it to be in a crowd there just to see their reaction.
Oh God, yeah. I enjoyed watching the cup final. I fell asleep during part of it, to be perfectly honest. But to turn on and see all the drama and the celebrations and the faces and all that just makes football worthwhile, doesn't it? I think we all know that at this point. But it's just. I mean, we said, didn't we? You know, we were into hero territory there. You know, last kick of the game, last chance. That's when someone like Nat Phillips. You know, we were going on Nat Phillips. No one ever considered that the bigger one celebration that would cause more, one player called more celebrations would be the goalie, because it's not even on your radar. I mean, you think of that. I mean, actually, I say that Ellis Day here with the super chat says, I was watching the game with my dad and said to him, send Alisson up and he'll get a goal. And boom, the big Brazilian made every Liverpool fan swoon. Well, Alice, I only hope that you managed to get something on it quickly, but I doubt that you did, because that would have been a make your life kind of moment.
I like this one from Mohamed Hassan. Si, senor, pass the ball to Ali and he will score. Yeah,
absolutely.
Fucking love that.
Mitchell Costello says, love that, man. Absolutely fantastic. And we've got Cy Banstead. The best post-match interview other than Alisson's was that of Sam the Gravy Man. So much salt in that gravy boat. Sam Allardyce.
I didn't hear it. Wow. Didn't hear it. Was it good?
Fucking beautiful.
How much
Chris.
Salt was on the gravy?
Oh, just like, I mean, like, all I'm not ships, a big fan everything. Of salt, generally speaking, but like, get it in my face. You smother me head to toe.
What size slug would that salt have killed?
Like, if there was a slug big enough to leave a slime Allardyce trail from here to slug. The moon. Okay. Yeah, he was, just glorious. He called it outrageous that the goal was disallowed for VAR because it wasn't.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. He thought he called it out. Absolutely outrageous. He was fucking raging, and he, the worst thing about it is, I get it, because he's a salty fuck anyway, and he actually had an admission that he wasn't good enough to keep up the season and all that kind of stuff, which is a bit of humility from Sam Allardyce, shock. But like, he could have had a moment where he goes, that goal, because, and I don't stand that, no one else is Jurgen Klopp but Jurgen Klopp, but if we'd lost to a header by the goalie,
he'd have laughed.
Jurgen Klopp would have been like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, what
he'd have laughed about it.
It's easy to say that when we've not been on the end of it. Like, but he's just, I mean, look, he is a bit of prick anyway. And I'm glad, because I'm sure as a human being, I bet he's a great pint. But whatever, like, he's a bell. And, you know, we've got a terrible record against him. And what a way to end. So, well, you know, we were jokingly saying it before, weren't we? All these mad records. We've broken, like, our longest, our biggest lack of win streak or defeat, whatever the fuck you want to phrase that. The longest running amount of games consecutively lost. I'm still struggling. In the history of Liverpool Football Club. At home, yeah. We've broken all the wrong records, having spent 5 years breaking all the good ones. I said to you last week about how it feels like we've turned the corner because we're starting to do loads of little stupid things, but we're actually breaking good records for the change. We finally won at Old Trafford. We've just beaten Sam Allardyce, first goalie to ever score for fucking Liverpool in a competitive game.
While playing in goal. Apparently someone came on and was like playing centre forward one time.
Sad.
But he was actually not playing in goal at the time. Yeah. And yeah, they mentioned it on Sky Sports. Who knew? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Michael Wicks says, sorry, Bobby, you dropped for Ali against Burnley. When's the T-shirt coming, lads?
The T-shirt that's coming, you're not going to believe this, is Mate Nudes. Because we've got the still size already clipped it up. We're sending it on to the T-shirt manufacturer. It'll be out within the hour.
Oh, Mate Boobs. Kitchen Baz. Guys, put these in order of emotion, lads. Milan 4-3, Barca 4-0, West Brom 2-1. Like, I didn't think I could reach that level of emotion watching a game on telly. And I've watched well more games on telly than I've ever watched in person. Like, significantly, loads more. And I watch some great moments televised and been around loads of different environments, pubs, home, with friends, all that kind of stuff. Particularly this season, I've never... Obviously, people have been watching me for a year in this room, watching these matches, and there's nothing's come close to winning the league in that time as well.
It's not supposed to happen like that, and that's what the great thing is about this football club and football in general. Shit just fucking happens sometimes that you can't explain, and Alisson will say it's God, and Jürgen will say it's God, and I'll just say it's fucking Liverpool Football Club, because that's what it is to me. That's how I understand, is there is only one club in world football that this shit can happen to, and it always seems to be us. I mean, it's just mental, and it's like, and this is it. Just at the point where I'm thinking, I fucking hate football, that happens, and that's why it's the greatest sport that's ever existed and will exist.
Yeah, 100%. It's just unreal. Absolutely unreal. Sean Ahern, Alisson's goal celebrations from Everton with Klopp, United with Salah, and now today. This stretch is changing the narrative of the season. Yeah, it is, and it has to, really, doesn't it? I mean, wow, just unreal. Imran, Adam, I've just had an assessment for a new wheelchair last week, and they said my wheelchair is knackered. Moments like that is why my chair is knackered. I swear this club is going to kill me.
Yes, Jimmy, can't wait to see you outside the ground again, mate.
Yeah, it's right, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Wow, just... I've seen loads of people just say wow in the comments.
It's 20 minutes ago or half an hour ago, and it's wow is all I've got.
People just sat around shaking their heads in disbelief. It was just unreal. I've never, and lots of football clubs, to echo your point, because lots of football clubs get mad moments here and there. They all do. It's football, because that's the beauty of football, is that it's possible for that to happen. You know, there's so many other sports where there's parameters. You know, like, people aren't allowed to enter certain areas of the field, or you're only allowed to touch, you're not allowed to run so far, and blah 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 blah. Like, it's a shame. It is what it is. But the mission now is to make sure that means something.
Yeah.
You know, because I think back to like, you got Barcelona. But you've also got Dortmund, and you've got two massive games there, European games, big moments, big wins, big massive let-offs. One of them ends in a final defeat, one of them ends in a Champions League final, and obviously neither of them are anywhere like that sort of level. But in terms of how this season's gone, all of a sudden, you know, there will be no open top bus tour specifically for top four. There will apparently be something, but I will, if we manage to get in top four after that, and after everything we've been through, I will celebrate that. Because people will be allowed out, and there'll be fans in and around and all that kind of stuff. I will celebrate this as big as anything I've had in recent years.
Because it could be. Because look, a lot of people think that Liverpool can just bounce back next season, and they might be right. And if they do, then Alisson said it best in his post-match interview: qualification is the first part of winning the Champions League. You know what I mean? And that's it. And this could be looked back on not only for just an amazing moment, but something that set Liverpool up when they were in danger of, you know, not being able to compete for signings and not being in the biggest competitions, and we know what the money means and how much that affects an FSG ran Liverpool and all that type of stuff. So that goal could be worth fucking circa 80, 90 million at one point. Yeah. And that's massive and mental, that the goalkeeper's the one who's just could pay for himself with that goal.
We've lost so many world-class players.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. No club could survive losing that. Pick your first 11 from any of the best teams in the world and you take out their three first choice centre halves. Then you take out the two underneath that as well, often throughout the season. You take out the club captain and you take out the either joint third choice or your next best in your front line as well, and all the bits and pieces in between, and you take that out and you see what's left. And it's, you know, and the short answer to that is that absolutely fucking none.
Even the best squad in the world, which I think is probably City's, can't deal with that those defenders going.
I don't know who will be playing centre half for them if they lost Laporte, Diaz, Stones, and then God, I guess who's after? Oh, Ake, and what? Who then comes after that? Probably Fernandinho.
Mm.
Like, I mean, odds are they probably still got 100.
And Rodri will be playing at the back.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Rodri goes down because that's what happens to Fabinho. Yeah. And don't forget Thiago came in, but he got injured as well. He was injured for months at the start of the season. Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah.
And all the lads have had COVID and everything in between. We've got to make it matter. Mitchell Costello, just lastly with the Super Chat, saying, can we for a brief moment talk about our class, Trent and Thiago, where Trent looked like a future captain. The link up with those two was great to see.
Yeah, 100%. Brilliant. That right-hand side was superb all game long, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Thiago looks the absolute business at the moment. He's been getting better and better week on week, and that was just a game where that's what we bought. I know, look, ultimately, he's not crafted the goal that's won it or whatever, but how much more dangerous we looked all the time because of him, because of how he wins the ball back and how he moves the ball, and he'll carry the ball and he's fine. Players like him, Naby Keita's not available, so he's not doing it. He was bought for that, and Thiago was bought for that, for these games.
Yeah.
When you're given the ball and you've got tight spaces to work through, because he empowers himself, he empowers the midfield to be brave, and he empowers the forwards to be brave with either the passes or by chasing things in as well. I just thought he was great, and Trent is just magnificent.
Yeah, and that's the difference, isn't it? I suppose when you look at Thiago and what we've had available to us for most of this season, is Thiago can beat you with a 70-yard pass. He'll also beat you one-on-one in those situations, and it must be so difficult for a midfielder to go up against him and not know. Because let's be honest, like, look, I love Gini Wijnaldum, but for the most part, he's just going to play a nice, easy pass. Mm-hmm. I'm not being disrespectful to Gini. That's kind of it, and he does go past men at times in games and stuff like that.
He's a great transition player.
Yeah, Thiago can just do anything at any point, and it just must be so hard to defend.
Yeah. No, this is the thing. The nuance gets lost, doesn't it, in football discussions sometimes? But you're allowed to like two players who play in the same position for completely different reasons.
True.
Liam Bento with 35 stars. Alisson just knocked Richarlison down the pecking order of Brazilian forwards.
Oh,
wow.
It's true. I'll tell you what, before we go, though, we need to discuss Redmen picks, which,
yes, of course,
we had £1,000 up for grabs. I came 576th today, Paul, with only 11
like
points.
1400th or whatever I got.
I don't know,
week.
But Shahin 999, Paddy Sharman 21, and Daniel W 5842 all took home 293.33 each. Then James 1010, Kilby 9, Cedro Hayes, and CBS 12 all took £30, which rounds off the 1,000 points. So let's have a look at what they got then. Will have put score in the first half? Yes. Will have put score in the second half? Yes. How many goals will have put score? He got 2 4-point. Bet you were loving that one. How many goals will have concede? 1 4-points. How many will Liverpool beat West Brom? Yes. Will Sadio score? No. Will Sadio assist? Yes. How many tackles will Reece Williams make? You said 2. He made none. Thiago got the tackles wrong there, but he made Alisson's saves. How many shots on target will Fabinho have? Firmino have none, which was right. So, wow, that's just incredible. 293.33, and our top four hopes are up for grabs. My word, what a day.
Yeah, get involved. Redmenpicks.com. Obviously, you've got to be 18 plus. Do be gamble aware and check the terms and conditions as well. But you literally, it's completely free to play. Just create an account. We do it for every game. There's 2 more games left, which means there's 2 more chances to be in with winning the prize pool. The only time you even put any bank details into your account is when you win to withdraw said money. So those guys are going to be having a little bit. Think about it. I say this all the time. The top prize is amazing, but like even when it gets split down and you come out with that was like £30 for a bunch of people. There was like £13. That's like £13 for clicking a couple of buttons. It's a couple of pints to celebrate the season just for playing. So get involved. Redmen picks. There'll be a new game to be played in pretty short thrift. It'll probably be tomorrow. I imagine that'll be live, won't it?
Yeah.
For the Burnley game in midweek. Just lastly, Brace Deville with the super chat saying Alisson front runner for the Ballon d'Or. Why not?
He's heading into the lead. Certainly.
Hey. Right, yes, thank you. There's a goal reactions video on the way as well, so make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel for that. 450,000 subscribers. The road to 500k began this weekend. If you've not subscribed, get subscribed. And also, don't forget, perfect time to join up to the RedmenTV.com, our Liverpool streaming service. It's a bit like Netflix for Reds. We've got loads of documentaries, features and interviews, and we've got a world-class documentary series on the horizon, better than anything you've ever seen from fan media before, about Jordan Henderson to celebrate his 10th anniversary. Teaser one is out, and it is hot. It is hot, and it's literally just the very tip, little drop tip of the iceberg. But anyway, look, we'll be back with the final word for members and subscribers on Monday, and then we'll be counting down to Burnley and back for a Burnley watch along. Hope to see us all there. Have a boss Sunday. Alison Becker's a fucking god.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.